It is Tuesday, December 4th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from the University of Arkansas Bookstore and its Holiday Appreciation Day for U of A faculty and staff taking place today. Razorback apparel, gifts, and more will be offered. Store locations include the Garland Avenue Bookstore, the U of A Student Union, Northwest Arkansas Mall, and Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. uofastore.com for more information. The third annual Fayetteville Half Marathon is this Sunday beginning at 6:30 a.m. at the John McDonald Outdoor Track Complex. This event features a half-distance marathon, a community fundraising 5K, and a one-mile fun run walk. Registration and more information are available on the web at FayettevilleHalf.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, before the Naturals played ball in Springdale, the Arkansas State Class D minor league had professional teams in Northwest Arkansas. We'll find out why the Fayetteville team changed its name from the Educators to the Angels and more. Plus, a preview of Tennessee Williams, A Period of Adjustment, opening this weekend from Theater Squared.
But first, though no time frame or proposals are set in stone, the Bentonville School Board is moving forward on its plans to ease crowding at the district's Lone High School. Board members met in a work session last Thursday to discuss the issue. School District Superintendent Michael Poor says while the board discussed a general timeline for building new facilities, construction of a new high school is still in the distant future.
Basically, everyone gave kind of a thumbs up to the idea that they would prefer to go back to the voters in the fall of 2013 with some sort of millage proposal. That would put us into a new growth solution for secondary in 2016 that we could have a building completed if it was passed by the voters. So we've kind of set the wheels in motion to know that if we're going to go in the fall of 2013, that means we're going to have about a six-month period where we can do community engagement and trying to better understand what the public, what they might want.
Poor says the process of judging what the public would support in a high school growth solution will likely begin next week when surveys are sent to parents of students in the school district.
We first want to understand the idea of whether or not a second high school is really the thing that this community would like to see. That'll be one of the first targets on the initial survey. When we get the results of that back, that will actually generate what that next survey may look like. So it's kind of a two-step process, and each step will lend itself to another survey that continues to ask deeper questions. And so we're going to take stock after each response that we get from the public and then generate another flash survey to come to them.
The assessment of what the public would support comes after Bentonville School District residents in June voted against a 6.7 mil increase to fund construction of a second high school in Centerton.
Students at both high schools in Rogers will have a new elective course option next school year. The district will be the first in the region to offer a class in dance to its students. Phil Eichstadt is the district's executive director of secondary curriculum and instruction. He says the class will take more of an academic approach to dance, including the history of dance and some dance instruction.
We're trying to expand our fine arts options a little bit. We've had a few, but we happen to have a teacher that is fully qualified to teach this and proposed this as a change actually last year, and we waited a year and she proposed it again and we put it in this year, and there's a lot of students that are excited about it, and it's a good addition to our fine arts curriculum.
While the course is a new offering in the district, the new class will not add to the school's budgetary needs.
There's a certain number of teachers assigned to every building based on the student population. And as long as the student population doesn't change, we don't really change the number of teachers. If we add a new class, students go into that class, but that's another class somewhere that they're not in. And it could result in another teacher having to shift to a different course, but it doesn't add any teachers.
Eichstadt says district officials begin the process of revising the school's curricula in September. For next year, he says many changes have been made to the course offerings in light of Common Core requirements.
Though the 2013 Artist Fair Festival is still months away, the Walton Arts Center is already talking about the event. That's partly because of a $15,000 grant that the center received from the National Endowment for the Arts. Jenny Taylor Swain is the vice president for programming at the Walton Arts Center. She says the grant will help the Arts Center supplement the artist expenses for some of the artist projects, specifically to help offset the cost for eco-artist Stacey Levy, who will be creating a site-specific work looking at wetlands using an artistic element. But the grant will go toward other elements of Artisphere as well.
And it's also going to be used for the noted Trail Mix concert tour that's become a favorite. And we are in the process of redesigning the Trail Mix to have a different tour on the Fayetteville Trail and the different sites that it will have around its second location, the Trail Mix. And so we're just excited because we continue to grow that project and expand on it.
Taylor Swain says the additional support from the National Endowment for the Arts will help the center continue to do site-specific works and to continue to grow the programming for the festival. She says to expect a full festival lineup early in the new year.
Sometime between now and February, residents near Loch Lomond Dam in Bella Vista can expect to see smoke in the air. A prescribed burn at the dam that was set for Wednesday has been postponed because of dry and windy conditions that have prevailed in the region for the past several days. However, Bella Vista POA Parks and Lake Superintendent Vern Olson says the burn will be conducted at some point between now and then when favorable weather conditions prevail. He says the burn is necessary to clear brush, brambles, and small rooted trees from the steep slope of the dam's dry side.
We sprayed the dam last summer and killed all of those bramble bushes and all that in there, and you can't even walk through there. And so for us, in order to perform inspections and maintenance on the dam, we need to be able to get on the dam and get through these areas. So just removing the brush allows us to clear this brush out of the way and allows other vegetation to grow, and hopefully we'll get a nice grass field on that back of the dam rather than the brush that's there now.
Olofsson says the burn normally takes 1 or 2 hours and is carried out about every 2 years to keep the vegetation at bay on the dam.
Nearly 100 people this year have learned the hard way that smoking is illegal on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville. That's according to a release this morning by the university that states UAPD officers have written 96 misdemeanor tickets to students, faculty, staff members, and visitors who they observed smoking on the campus. While the UA adopted a campus-wide ban on tobacco use in 2008, the state legislature followed suit with the Clean Air on Campus Act, which made smoking illegal on any state-supported institution of higher education. The law went into effect in August of 2010. University police primarily gave verbal warnings to people caught smoking in 2010 and 2011, only issuing 58 tickets from when the law went into effect through the end of 2011.
And the U.S. Senate yesterday unanimously approved the Hire at Home Act, a bipartisan amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, co-authored by Senators Mike Johanns of Nebraska and Mark Pryor of Arkansas. The bill would encourage states to consider the professional training service members receive during active duty when considering the eligibility of those service members for state licenses and certifications. According to a release from Senator Pryor's office, the bill would apply specifically to individuals seeking employment as commercial truck drivers, certified nursing assistants, or emergency medical technicians.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear conditions with lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 64 in Fayetteville, and expect partly cloudy skies in the morning, gradually clearing with a high of 68 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions in Fayetteville, overcast and mostly cloudy in the Arkansas River Valley, with a low of 41 degrees.